What should we be washing those sponges with?
So literally, like what you're washing, when you're washing your brushes, I would just use a tiny bit of, you know, a natural shampoo, nothing that's going to, you know, be too heavy. Maybe Johnson & Johnson shampoo, and just run it under the tap, lukewarm water. Give it a good lather with the shampoo or a soap. You know, a lot of the natural, when I say natural ingredient soap as well. So it's just kind of, and it can wash it completely, and it can wash it easily because there's not too much product soaked right into the center because it's only kind of on the outside.
All right. And how often do we need to be doing that then?
Again, I'd be very bacteria conscious and I'd be very kind of cleanly conscious, but that's because I'm a makeup artist and it's drilled into you from the very beginning. So if it's your own personal use, I'd maybe do it once or twice a week. I could clean it once or twice a week.
Have you any other top makeup artist secrets you want to let us in on, Derek?
Yeah, look, there's always a few things, like some are obvious or some are not. Like hydrate. What I mean is by that is when you're putting on your makeup, before you put on your makeup, put on your favorite serum and your moisturizer, because what that will do to the finish of your foundation, it will give it a much more brightening kind of finish as well. So that's one tip. Then also glow up as well. So within skincare routine, make sure you're using your products in the correct way. That gives your skin a lovely glow as well, which is very, very important. And in fact, the most requested when you're as a makeup artist for me is somebody wants, they want glowing skin, a statement eye, and or a statement lip. So they're the three key things that, that people want. Also, the big, big one, which we've discussed before, you know, is matching foundation shades carefully. So basically, you want it to be an extension of yourself, blend into your natural skin tone. Obviously, if you're wearing tan, then you bring up your foundation color to your tan color. And then also, this is another secret, well, not so much a secret or a tip. Don't underestimate the power of the brow. So it sculpts the face, it frames the face. It can be done quite naturally or it can be done more dramatic depending on what you want. But the brow is very, very much underestimated and very important for kind of framing the face, even if it is going to be quite natural.
Derek, can I just ask you about picking that foundation colour? I'm still having terrible trouble, right? Because I'm so pale, but the palest of foundation is too pale. I look like a ghost. And then the next shade up is a little bit too dark and you end up with the line and everything. Can you mix foundations?
Absolutely, you can mix foundations. We're what we call mixologists as makeup artists. Generally speaking, if you do get the right foundation that blends completely into your skin, even if you are Snow White, that's really the best option, even though you might look very pale initially. Then with your add-ons, as in your bronzers and your little bit of blush, it can make bring your skin to life. But I certainly, absolutely, you can mix foundations. And in fact, a lot of people do that, particularly with the change of seasons. They might mix things to go slightly darker if their skin tone changes slightly from, say, you're going from spring into summer or whatever like that. So, absolutely. Become a mixologist with your foundations. That's definitely a given.
There's nothing worse than a big line around the jaw. Sure, there's not.
No, it's not. And it still happens even to this day. After all these years we're talking about it, people still, I think, find it hard to blend their foundations, or they want to be tanned and they just go for the darker option and they don't blend it down properly onto their neck, or they haven't got tan on underneath it. So be very aware of that. You know, and this thing of trying your makeup on your back of your wrist is not the right thing to do either, because your skin on your arms and your wrist can be a slightly different colour to your face. So always go on the jawline for testing the colour of your foundation. Yeah. And actually, as well, if possible, try to pick a more of a golden undertone foundation more than a pink, because it tends to cool down the skin better, kind of counteracts the, you know, redness in the skin or anything like that.
How can we contact you for makeup and for all the work that you do?
Yeah, you can get me on Instagram or my website as well. I'm also a beauty ambassador for Dunn Store, so a lot of my stuff is on their socials as well.
Great stuff. And it's what's your Insta again?
Instagram is just Derek Carberry. If you Google my name, as they say, it can pop
you'll
right
see
up.
His face popping up. Thanks so much, Derek. We'll catch up soon. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.